This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. I'm Sasha Pimentel, Poem a Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. Thank you.
This is Desiree C. Bailey reading Exile. We ask about our people and they tell us the plight of boats. Yachts smashed in the marina, ferries crashed into harbors, masts snapped, propellers bent, vessels drowned in coves. They broadcast reports of water rising in hotel rooms, sand slipping into sheets where our cousins could never sleep, salt stains as testimony, spit prints of the hurricane's wrath. Bodies are piling up in the morgues and instead an elegy of boats, an inventory of industry, countdown to when paradise can begin again. So it seems when we're no longer property, we become less than property, a nail sick with rust jangling in high winds. This would be a different story, would it not, for exile, whose sting swells when banished in one's own yard, barred from the fruits of your mother's land. Inside exile, tempests and fault lines are developers' wet dreams. A mainland will sink its territory in debt, starve its subjects in the wake of storms, clearing ground for palaces on the shore. Inside exile, the body is only as good as its technology, how it buckles in a field. Inside exile is the ile, push across the Atlantic through Oya's lips, place or shelter, sacred home. We ask about our people and fill the silence with prayer. Utterances rerouting to our climate's first spirits, Guabanse blowing furious winds, Huracan spiraling at the center, Guatauba drenched in thunder and lightning, Coatrisque of the deadly floods. Spare our kin, we plead. Save your wrath for the profiteers. Cast them from our archipelago, our ile ife of the seas, until home is a place we never have to leave. About this poem. After Hurricanes Irma and Maria devastated many Caribbean islands in 2017, I saw news reports that were more concerned with the destruction of tourist resorts and leisure boats than with the lives of Caribbean people. I thought about how the region has been used to enrich the Western world via slavery and colonialism, and how tourism mostly profits corporations outside of the region. I thought about how climate change is not a distant threat of the future, but one that is happening now, intensifying hurricanes and eroding coastlines. I thought about how wealthier nations are largely responsible for climate change, yet island nations and territories are left to pick up the pieces. These exploitations create conditions where we are often driven from our countries or made stagnant within them. I needed to name these various exiles. I also needed to honor the persevering spirit of Caribbean people, how we transform these exiles into bountiful homes.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.